My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
Tuesday. I'm already getting started, Will.
Oh my God.
Watch out.
All right. Did we come up with an official name for this yet?
We just called it Mom's Pet Peeves.
So this is...
It's going to be our new weekly segment where I just go off about a specific mom subject. And...
So we're calling it Rachel's...
Yeah.
Mom Pet Peeves?
Yeah, Rachel's Mom Pet Peeves. Why not?
Okay. Go.
Okay. I like this. Yesterday, Will said, what music do you want to complain to? And I was like, whatever you think, pal.
This is my pick.
All right, so here's my pet peeve for this particular week. It's about sickness in the house, specifically colds, summer colds. Friday, feeling good, starting the weekend. I come home. I'm usually home by 1, 1:30. Arlo, the two-year-old, has a cold. He is immediately sick. Oh, this is going to be a great weekend because I know exactly what's going to happen.
So things are just leaking out of every hole.
Things are leaking out of every hole. The snot is dripping everywhere. So he's sick. Then, of course, the baby gets sick. And then, of course, the death toll, the death knell, my husband gets sick.
Oh, boy.
So he's down for the count.
So all three but you have gotten sick in the house.
Yes. I'm feeling good right now, knock on wood. Tomorrow I'll have a sore throat watch. Yeah. Okay, so yesterday when my husband was sick, I get home. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what happened during my day. Because the reason he's sick means he's basically not going to do anything. He's like, I'm sick. I'm checking out. This is my pet peeve. When men get sick... Specifically the men that I've known, they just like, they are complete babies. They cannot do anything.
They need to man up.
They need to man up. Instead, they man down. And
instead, they man down.
At one point, my husband just disappeared, and I was like, oh, I wonder where this guy went. Oh, he's asleep.
We got a man down.
We got a man down. And he's sawing logs, and I can clank around all I want, and he's still asleep while I'm doing everything. Let me read you a little bit about what I did yesterday. So I got home.
You made a list of things that you did yesterday without the help of your husband because he wanted to sleep because he was sick.
Because he was sick.
Let the man sleep.
So I get home. I made him lunch. The kids were napping. I did get in like an hour break when the kids were napping. Then I changed the diapers. And I fed the baby. And I got the two kids outside. Right around this time is when my husband disappeared.
Going outside is not a chore.
Yes, it is. How dare you. Clothes, shoes, bottles, toys. Everybody get outside. That is a chore. Then he disappeared. Okay, then we played. Then it rained, so we ran into the porch. Then it cleared up, so we ran back outside. Then it rained again, we went back to the porch. Then we came in. Then we made dinner. By the way, there were like two or three tantrums in between all this. Then I cleaned up after dinner. Then I gave the two boys a bath. Then I changed diapers again. Then I cleaned the I put clean peaches on them. We read stories. One went to bed. Then I fed the baby. Then the other one went to bed. And meanwhile, my husband was in bed at like 7 o'clock. And then I cleaned up more dishes, got the bottles ready for today. And then I went to bed.
Why didn't you wake him up at any point?
I woke him up for dinner.
And he went right back to bed after?
Well, I might be exaggerating a little. He did help with the baths. But still, he was like all day, oh, I don't feel good. My nose hurts. My I feel so terrible. Like just now he texted me. Oh, I feel like my head's going to explode. I don't feel good. I said, like, did you take something? He's like, I took something, but that's not helping. Meanwhile, if I was sick, I wouldn't even have those conversations. He wouldn't even know I was sick. I just continue to carry on.
You have to be more vocal about it.
Do I?
Yes. Be more vocal about it.
This is vocal. This list is vocal.
And let me just say, by the way, use your back pockets.
Back pockets.
Put this right in your back pocket.
For next time.
And for next time when you're feeling bad, you pull it back out. Be like, hey, guess who fell asleep all day when they were sick? Night, pal.
If I just disappeared and went to sleep, all hell would break loose.
You think?
Yeah, I know.
He wouldn't let you sleep.
No.
Come on, he wouldn't let you sleep.
He wouldn't. No. He'd be yelling to me, calling to me, like, babies are exploding, I need help, blah, blah, blah.
Babies are exploding.
That's true. There you go.